Baxter was selling books after a program in Richfield, Utah. It's still big open range country with lots of ranches. A young cowboy and his wife approached him. He had an odd expression on his face.
He was a Utah cowboy, and he wore a black felt hat that was pulled down level to his ears till the tops of them were flat. The weathered lines upon his face showed he had a checkered past. I reached to shake his proffered hand, but both his wrists were in a cast. "Carpal tunnel?" I asked deadpan, but he never broke a grin. "Rodeo," he quietly said. "Bulls or Bronx?" I asked again. "Nope, team roping," was his answer. I responded, "Quite a wreck." "Well, the healer saw it better." Then he winced and stretched his neck, and then began his tragic tale. "I was on my trader horse, who hadn't bucked for near 2 weeks and was steady on the course. You know how you have always thought if you're dallied up and tight, a horse can't buck while dragging all that weight? Well, partner, that ain't right. My healer's horse came off the ground when my pony broke in two. The second jump, we cleared the fence, but I held my dallies true. And the third time, like a slingshot, put the poor old steer in orbit. And I'm thinking, if I make this ride, I might get a good score, but he fired me from the saddle with such a force he come unshod. And bucked so hard up to the sky so high that I saw God." Brigham Young was there beside him, according to this spiel. Respectfully, I waited for the wisdom he'd reveal, some divine-sent revelation of man's purpose here on earth, or a glimpse of cowboy heaven, or what angels' cows are worth. Did he give you any inkling of your future dirt to dirt? "Yes, he did," the cowboy whispered. He said, "Son, this is gonna hurt."